One way businesses are coping with hard times is by selling goods out of so-called pop-up stores. That way, they can avoid the cost of long-term leases and long-term obligations to workers. These outlets appear in malls and other locations for only a few months. NPR's Jamie Tarabay visited a pop-up Halloween shop.
In the window of the Halloween Express in the Northern Virginia Mall, a skeleton sits at cards with a mummy. On the table are gold coins and severed fingers. Inside the store, a witch cackles over a crystal ball, and mummies creak as they sit up out of their graves.
We've been here since, I'd say, day before Labor Day.
Eddie Hill has worked at Halloween Express the past 6 years.
During the off-season, you try and struggle to find work, especially in this time of day. But with the economy and all right now, so, yeah. Luckily, this always pops up, and when it does, you know, I'm always invited back.
This pop-up store is filling a space next to the Cheesecake Factory and a corner bakery. The previous permanent tenant, a furniture store, filed for national bankruptcy. Hill says it's an arrangement that works for the store's owner and for the mall.
We do very good business for them, and it brings in good revenue for the mall.
The mall's management agrees. Ferris Kaplan is the marketing director for Fair Oaks Mall in Fairfax, Virginia. Filling that empty space brings in rent and customers.
It just helps the traffic in the center. It helps the traffic down those wings of the mall. It just brings more people to the surrounding stores who are there permanently.
The seasonal pop-up store phenomenon is driven by cheap retail space, says Stephen Hoke, marketing professor at the Wharton School in Pennsylvania. Malls offer lower rents to the temporary stores rather than leave storefronts empty.
I think it's a combination of available real estate and the fact that there are just certain products that sell at certain times of year, and people like the convenience and going to one place that specializes in it.
Big-name retailers are trying to capitalize on lower rents to increase their presence and improve store sales by renting pop-up stores. Toys R Us Express stores are opening in 600 locations. Best Buy is operating shop fronts in malls to hawk its mobile phone line, all in time for the holidays. College student Elizabeth Renner is browsing the costumes of the Halloween Express with a friend. She already has ideas about what she might wear more than a month from now.
Thinking about being a lion. This is a really cute lion costume.
Both girls say they prefer to come to an actual store to see the clothes for themselves and try them on, rather than go online. And getting in early, says Renna, is important.
I think it's better to do it now, so before they like sell out and like don't get your size. So
throughout the store, pinned above Buzz Lightyear costumes and President Obama masks, are signs stating unequivocally that sales are final, which they have to be. Anyone who tries to return a costume to the shop after Halloween will find a store selling toys for Christmas instead. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News.